We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Well, how do you feel about the current economics of our construction industry? That's what I wanted to talk about today.
It is weird. It's just weird.
So, because I have my answer, I'm asking for your, we haven't pre-talked about this.
Yeah.
Weird. How would you describe our current, let's say, economic trends or feeling in the construction industry?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like, and it depends on whether you're in high-end construction, trying to think, production. Like, I try to keep a good ear out and see what's happening all the way around.
Totally.
On the production side of the house, like, it's just different than anything I've ever seen with them. Like, usually they're just humming, right? Mm-hmm. They're just getting things going. They're buying up land. They're making sure, you know, putting entitlement. They're just sitting on it. Now it seems like it's very, a little more methodical, I guess you can say. Like they got to really worry about where they're spending these dollars.
Totally.
Right? Like, holy crap, we don't know what the hell's going to happen with the election. We don't know what's going to happen with anything, the economy in general. And then as far as like selling to, it seems different as well. Okay, we started development. We're going to sell 20 homes in the first 10 days, and then it slows down later on in the season, but then it picks back up. Seems like they're almost, and I could be totally wrong, almost feels like they're like selling spec homes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just building homes to just sell it, and then they're going to build another one to sell it. Maybe stock-wise, they're only going to have like two or three in stock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is very strange. The high end, definitely a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it stopped at all. I think people are just a little more cautious with the spending, making sure that, I guess you could say the money's there, per se, and they're getting their value for that money. Where I think the hard part, which I'm very curious to hear what you're going to say about that, but the hard part is what, when you say value, if you're talking to a client, when you say value, are you talking how far can you stretch that dollar, or is this the right product for the house that I'm trying to build, is where I tend to ask a lot of those questions.
Right? Yeah.
Because if you're thinking value, okay, you're going to sit on this dollar and you're going to see what's going to happen in the next 6 months, and that same product might be $1.50 in 6 months, which you think is going to go down. But if it does, it's not going to be substantial.
Yeah.
It's going to be maybe one or two products in a specific part of the build, and it's not going to be enough to go, damn,
yeah,
we sat on this for 6 months.
Glad we waited.
Right. So I don't know. I can't really quantify it other than things that I've seen or have heard or talked to other contractors, but it's just funky. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I've said to answer my own question, I've said for about a year now that our market, our construction, my part of the construction industry, custom homes, feels bipolar. And I've kind of used the excuse of, like, you've heard me say it on the cast here before, of like, you know, the COVID issue, like COVID has stuck around, that people are making these decisions of like, well, let's see what happens with the stock market as we come out of COVID. And then I started hearing like, well, let's see what happens when the election starts. Let's see what happens when the inauguration happens. Like, it's always these, like, we're going to wait to see, like, we want to wait and see. And yet it seems like one day or 1 week or 1 month, things are on. And then the next day or week or month, things are turned off. And it's like this total pendulum sway of this, you know, what I described as a bipolar market. And I always thought it was like, okay, it was kind of COVID and then kind of election. And it just seems like every time you hit that next mile marker that becomes the big political or economical issue, there's another one that people start to say, you know, of like, well, let's get through the holiday season. Let's get through the inauguration. Let's see what happens with rates. Oh, a rate announcement is coming up. Let's wait to see there.
Let's wait and see.
And
what
it's
happens.
Like, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
And part of my struggle with all of this is I go, okay, in business right now, if you ask most entrepreneurs or business owners, they tend to say like, yeah, man, I mean, we're working hard. Business is fine. Like it's good. It's not great. We're staying busy. Kind of like what you said, like in custom homes, like we're busy. Yeah. It could be better. It's not great, but it's good.
Right.
But they feel like business is moving and it's going to be getting better. But if you really break down to nuts and bolts, a lot of them are going, yeah, there's more income coming in, but not as much profit at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like the dollar is tighter, right?
Yep.
And I really think that if I look at, you know, our own personal business books, there's been a growth in business, but business is just costing us more to run and it's more difficult to run.
So elaborate on that a little bit. If you were speaking with a client about industry right now, and they were looking for a contractor to work with, and they, you know, it's the first house. They've never built a house before. Like, how would you explain what they need to be really looking at?
From a financial perspective?
Both, yeah.
Both from, you know, financial and business itself. Number one, if it's a first home, I kind of tell people, which I don't deal with a lot of first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. I do deal with a few first-time home builders. They haven't built a home before. They bought a home before, but not built a home before.
Got it.
you know, maybe a step up or a third home for them. I do tell a lot of them that the best real estate investment is to buy when you can. There's been very few times where real estate has declined and stayed declined for over of a period longer than 2 years. I think there's maybe been twice that if you go back in history and say, okay, real estate's declined and I didn't make my money back within the first 2 years of that revamp, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You following me there?
Yep.
So real estate tends to get more expensive, not just land, but the cost to build, owning a home, all the above, it tends to grow up.
To grow up, okay.
So at the end of the day, when's the right time to buy real estate? For sure, if it's your personal real estate. And there's a few caveats, but for the most part, when you can afford to do so. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get into it. Because the longer you go, the more expensive it's going to get.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, for my business nowadays, it is costing me more to run the business. Not just in the employees and having to pay higher wages, the taxes, the restrictions in the business, leases, rents, utilities, like all that stuff has increased. Fuel, vehicles. Like all that's increased. So a business is more expensive for me to run. Mm-hmm. So I do have to charge more for business. I've oftentimes thought like, you know, at the end of the day, when we look at 3 years ago, let's say a cost per square foot to build a home was, a beginning custom home was maybe $200 a foot, 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now I might say it's $375 a foot beginning to get into a custom home. So has it really doubled over the last 3 or 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably has.
Right.
Now, if I'm a cost plus general contractor, well, if cost of materials have doubled, I'm now making double the amount of profit on that home, right? I should feel like I am.
Should.
But I also have way more expenses.
Right.
I've got way more management in what we're doing. It takes way longer to get a permit and go through the architectural plans to get signed off on a permit. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going, well, hold on. The business is more difficult to run. So I have to make double just to afford the business. Yeah. And I think if I'm trying to relate that to a client, I go, well, we all see it. You go to the grocery store and your grocery bill's double what it used to be.
Yeah.
You get your kids' school food bill, it's double what you thought it was. You go school shopping for clothes, it's double what you thought it was going to be. You go buy a new car, double what you expected. Like everything has compounded up. I'm kind of totally off on a tangent here. I'm just speaking.
No, you're good.
This is where I've found some like kind of weird correlations is I go, okay, if business is going and we feel a little more pinched in the profit that we have in our own businesses. And I've talked to a lot of business owners that feel very similar in that of like, man, business is good, but it just feels more pinched. Like our dollar isn't going as far.
It's not going as far. Yeah.
I've heard a few different entrepreneurs say lately, like, man, I believe wholeheartedly over the next couple of years that the market will turn, not the market, but our, the economy will turn back on and people will have money and people will be out spending again. But yet the economic indicators show that people are out spending right now. Like those have all gone up. So like there's a feeling of the investors and entrepreneurs that we're not spending. We're sitting on the sideline, but yet the CPI is up and people are spending, right? So there's no correlation there. If I go back and ask anybody right now, their investments, stock market, cryptocurrencies, real estate, everyone's like, they're up. We're doing great.
Right.
But yet we all still feel like our dollar is pinched. So like, again, where's that economic indicator going? Are we making more money?
Yeah.
Is it just that, cool, our bank accounts, the zeros seem to be more, but yet it's costing us more. And so it's this balanced level of going, I have more money, but I spend way more. Yes, that's true. So to me, I feel like we hear that the economy is starting to move forward and starting to boom, and we're expecting rate cuts and we're expecting to kind of, maybe we had this soft landing, but you ask anybody, no one feels that way.
Right.
And that's where I go back to like this bipolar part. So then we start talking to some of these clients, and I think that one of the issues that I really have is we've been conditioned over the past 10 or 15 years that things move fast, and they move faster than we expect. But I think that we expect them to keep moving fast,
Okay. Which
then I say, well, that's the bipolar in the market I'm talking about. One day I could be rich because of cryptocurrency, and the next day I could be poor because that market sways. One day of the stock market, I could be rich. The next day, I could be poor. It's got big sways,
Okay. Right?
These things are starting to have big sways of what things are costing,
right?
How they're costing. It's not just like, it went up 10%, but that was really only 10 cents on the gas. And like the fuel, like if fuel changes by the amount of 5%, that's way more nowadays than what it used to be.
Used to be.
When it was at 99 cents.
Yeah.
So I just think that we've now conditioned a lot of the younger buyers to feel like they really only have their, let's be honest, most younger professionals think that their career could be one home run. If they just have one home run in 5 to 7 years, they can retire.
Yeah.
And a lot of young professionals act that way.
I will give you that. Yeah.
Like, isn't that an indicator of the type of people we're dealing with? Mm. So if they're kind of like, well, let's just wait to see what happens with the election. Like they're used to a big pendulum sway.
Yeah.
And if all of a sudden it's good today, they might run out and buy a house.
Right.
But if it's not good tomorrow, they're going to pull back. And that's the bipolarness I feel in our industry right now. Like, I don't think it's just a phase. I actually think it's how the economy is and how we're raising, quote unquote, our kids. Mm. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a huge like bubble to get into.
That is actually.
And maybe we can talk more about that. I also think there's a point that we talk of like, what perspectives we see happening over the next year or two because of the economy in our industry. I actually think I mentioned this to Charity earlier. I think there's a lot of bad for our industry.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or disagree with what's happening in the politics right now, I think it can be very negative to our industry, which you'd be like, how? Rates are going to go down.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of a recession. If we're in a recession, you know, like what are we going to do? Like real estate's going to go up.
Let's go.